Hello, I'm Katie.
And I'm Leslie.
And we're all booked.
Welcome back to another episode of Sterling Municipal Library's podcast, where we talk to you about books we'd like to recommend.
And Lou is our guest today in our first episode ever where the tables are turned. She is actually getting to interview us.
Back in the last year, 2018, I challenged them to check out a couple of novels in verse that were written for tweens, and they took up the challenge. They're both books by Nikki Grimes, and I'm anxious to hear what they thought about them.
Well, who wants to go first?
I can go ahead and go first. So okay. The book that Lou gave to me is called Words with Wings, and it is about a girl whose parents have split. So you see at the very beginning of the book that a lot of her poetry has to do with remembering how much she liked it when her dad was readily available and some other things like that. Mm-hmm. And then she's adjusting to moving to a new school. And the girl, I'm trying to remember her name right now, is actually quite a daydreamer, which is where the title even comes from, with Words with Wings. She talks about how certain words really spark her imagination so that she goes on these wild trips all in her head. And of course, these wild trips are way more entertaining than whatever's happening in the classroom or what's happening at the dinner table. And I actually related to this quite a bit because that's pretty much how I grew up. I was mm-hmm. a homeschool kid, so I had to come up with a lot of my own entertainment. So I understood it pretty well. How about you?
Well, like Lou said, we have the same author for both of our books, Nikki Grimes. This one's called Garvey's Choice, the one that I was assigned, and it was about a young boy who is having trouble connecting with his father because his father wants him to be a little different than he feels inside. He loves music and does not love exercise, which I can relate to a lot from when I was a kid. And it kind of chronicles him meeting his friend in school and kind of realizing that he can be who he wants to be. But he still, throughout the novel, really wishes his dad could see the person that he wants to be as opposed to the person his dad wants him to be, which I think really speaks to all children, you know, everyone. But also, I remember an age where I thought exactly the same things.
I think sometimes adults forget the pressures that they put on kids without even mm-hmm. realizing it.
Yeah, because you can see it from his father's perspective, too. Like, he wants him to have, like, these pastimes they can bond over and the things that they enjoy together. But instead of trying to meet his son on his level, he's trying to, like, pull him up to the things that right. he likes instead. And it doesn't really work as well.
Yeah. And in kind of a similar vein, so in this book, the girl, who is such a daydreamer, her mom is very much a pragmatist, mm-hmm. I think works as a nurse or something like that. So she's very grounded in reality and doesn't quite understand her daughter because of this tendency. Mm-hmm. And I think you can tell that the daughter is longing for her dad who would feed her own fantasies as well. Mm-hmm. So she's longing for that recognition and someone to meet her where she's at. And she's yeah. even looking for a new friend who will accept her for being her own dreamy self.
Okay, I wonder if you think that this each of your stories could have been told in a more traditional way, and would that have been a better idea, or do you like it the way it was?
I think it could have been told in a more traditional format. I think something about verse really makes it speak to your emotions a lot more than a traditionally formatted novel would. Because it doesn't do a lot of, like, setting and everything like that, you really get just the voice of the character, so you feel like you're kind of feeling the same thing they are. You're going on a journey with them.
I think with mine, because words were what really spurred her imagination, trying to make it in a more traditional novel form would detract from mm-hmm. how much weight each of these individual words had for her. Mm-hmm. I feel like by stripping it down to where it's minimal words, you actually really get to feel that same weight of any mm-hmm. word she learns that sparks her imagination. So,
I know some people, mostly teachers, don't like the lack of punctuation or other kinds of, you know, grammatical format. Do you think that's a valid argument?
I think they're looking at books as a way to teach kids grammar as opposed to books as a way to teach kids imagination and life lessons and how to understand other people.
And there should be room for both.
Right? Yeah, there should be room for both.
It's going to be a horrible analogy, but I look at it in the same way I look at, like, cursing in books or whatever you want to call it. It needs to feel realistic to the audience that you're mm-hmm. trying to speak to, especially exactly. when you're trying to tell a story that's going to have meaning to them.
So, yes. Yeah. And if it's something that you think a child would like. I think discounting it because it's not like teaching them where commas go is kind of silly if it's something that you really think will spark their imagination.
Right.
Because they'll eventually make it to, like we said, more traditional novels. Most of them are not written in verse. So
that's
if
right.
they really love reading, they will find those eventually.
Do the characters have the power to change their world?
In this one, I think he does. In the beginning, he feels very powerless, but as he delves into his own hobbies and his interests and finds friends that help him grow as a person, he becomes a little more confident when he's talking to his dad to, like, actually show him the person that he is and try to connect with his dad over music and things like that. So I really think he does have the power to change his world just by changing his perspective about himself.
I think a lot of Words with Wings was about the character learning to embrace that unique side of her, that imaginative side of her, but also learning how to channel it in a way that was productive. So one of the key conflicts in the book is this teacher at her new school is noticing that she's having trouble paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
And rather than trying to make her feel bad about it or, you know, telling her she just needs to focus harder, he actually tells her, okay, I'm going to allow you a set time, but I won't tell you when it's coming, that you get to imagine as much crazy things as you want.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to wait and pay attention for when that moment comes, and I'll give it to you. And I think that was such a powerful way of meeting her, where mm-hmm. she needed to be met. And for her to realize that, hey, this actually is kind of a gift, and it's not something that I need to fight to mm-hmm. be able yeah. to participate mm-hmm. like everyone else.
Unfortunately, not every teacher would look at it that way.
I know.
So, yes.
That was a really cool moment in the book. Mm-hmm. So I think, no, she had to kind of accept that part of herself before she could have the power to reframe her thinking.
Mm-hmm. Well, normally we ask you to choose a passage at random, but would you like to read one that was your favorite?
Certainly. So this one, there were many that were more descriptive of the book or of situations than this one, but I remember just this exact feeling as a kid, so I had to share it. The name of this one is Tuesday, and it says, excitement beaming from dad's face, he bounces in, palms a basketball. Look what I got for you, son. Want to work up a sweat? Who's he talking to? After all these years, you'd think he'd start to know me. Will he ever stop trying to make me someone I'm not? I feel that a lot.
So here's mine, because I'm always trying to think about these new adventures that I want to go on, and, you know, life gets in the way of that frequently. So this one is called A Trip to Thailand. Dad dreams out loud. Once he spun imaginary stories about a trip to Thailand. Mom waved off the idea, said we didn't have that kind of money. Dad knew she wasn't listening, but on his birthday, Mom took him to a Thai restaurant for dinner. That's when he realized she'd been paying attention all along.
Oh,
well, I really appreciate you letting me try this seat instead of the other side.
I greatly
enjoyed your perspectives on the books.
Thank you.
And thank you for giving us these books to read.
Yes, and for playing along with our new format.
Well, just better look out. I might stab you in the back and try.
Oh,
to
Oh no.
Not really.
Oh gosh, what a violent end to our podcast.
I know, right? And Lou seems so mild.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
And stay tuned next week for more fantastic book recommendations.
Bye.
Bye.